Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, my God, this guy's gonna swing on right. Jim. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Lions attacked with the precision of a pro football team, with each lion playing the same position time and time again in hunts.
No, they don't. It means they don't like you. Like, you need to back up is what it means.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
They were threatened by you, Molly.
Yeah. As they should be. Well, no.
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't
never mind. I was just trying to like hype myself up. And
no, right.
Came out wrong.
You're going to say you can take a lion.
You're not going to bite a lion?
Yeah, it should
broadcasting
be afraid of
live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison. Alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio alongside Molly Brown, who will be appearing in her chair in a second on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, streaming on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Molly made her way back in the studio after getting this from me. Great teammate. Packer fans want the ultimate Lambo VIP experience. Jim, Matt, and Molly are teaming up with Miller Lite to hook you up. Every Miller Lite purchase gets you an entry to win tickets to the December 7th Packers game with us. That's right. The Jim, Matt, and Molly crew is giving you a VIP game day experience with exclusive access to the Tundra Trio pregame party. You and a guest could be living it up at Lambo, Miller Lite style. All you have to do is head to any of the following locations and get yourself some Miller Lite. Tanner's, Village Green, X Golf, and Oakstone Recreational. The winner will be announced November 21st, so grab a Miller Lite today for your chance to win. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's the Carbos Talk and Text Line. List is more. We have multiple Siding Unlimited poll questions up. One we asked on Jim, Matt, and Molly, how old is too old to go to a bachelor party?
In honor of Matt Hamilton's day off.
In honor of Matt
Hamilton.
Did
we give like an age frame? What did we...
So I gave four options there. It's how old is too old? 30 plus, 35 plus, 40 plus, or age is just a number. You're never too old.
And Matt Hamilton clearly voted for age is just a number. You're never too old.
It's got it. I mean, that's currently the leading result getter right now at 60%.
I'm just reading Tyler and Sun Prairie's text on the talking text line, 844-770-3776. He says, so never wanted a bachelor party, probably because my first experience of a gentleman's club was when I was 17 during gun deer season in central Wisconsin. My dad, grandpa, three uncles, and family friends. It borderline traumatized me. I get it.
I wonder if he went to the same place I went to, not for my bachelor party, but a place called The Body Shop. In Wisconsin Rapids, which I would consider
free
central
promo.
Wisconsin.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's no way it's still around because I was like 18.
Did they have ice cream? Is that why Jim enjoyed it so much?
I do love me some ice cream.
There's a running joke on Willie and Toe. You can only promote a company you don't actually have a partnership with if they sell ice cream.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Actually. That might
they
be
might, but I don't want it.
What kind of ice cream do they have?
Will Jordan Love finish with a better legacy than Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre? Right now, 82.5% of you say no.
Did you say The Body Shop is in Wisconsin Rapids? Mm-hmm. Okay. Honestly, just the city as a whole would be the last place that I would go
Molly
to.
Molly keeps looking down at her phone while
no,
Jim
I'm
answers
Googling
that
it.
Question.
She's just seeing if they're still around.
It says permanently closed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the run on places like that, but it
I
can't
just
want to
see the picture.
Where?
From inside or outside?
You can't take photos at these places, I assume. I want to see what the outside looks
I
like.
I would recommend
Jim, you're the expert.
Because honestly,
Matt,
I'm not.
Or Matt. Ryan, I am so old that I don't think. If I had a cell phone, it didn't take pictures then. I would have had to bring in like a Polaroid camera.
Fair point. Fair
so,
point.
Just blind the whole.
No, it's more like the 1800s where you had to have like the cape over the top. And you had to like ignite it with like a torch.
Yeah.
To
go,
get the
boom.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, if a place looks dingy, like no matter what kind of business it is, I'm not going in.
Oh, no. A dive bar is perfect. Dingy, like that's what you want.
But the only reason I go there is for our shows, you guys. That wouldn't be my number one place to
right,
go.
But how many dive bars have we gone to? Like they look maybe dingy on the outside of getting, you're like, oh, it's not so bad.
Mostly all of them.
Yes.
But still,
so,
I'm just like,
yeah.
That honestly describes my apartment, if I'm being honest. looks dingy on the outside.
People don't want to go in until they see the inside.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. No, I many reasons why they don't want to go in. We got Don't Quote Me coming up in a little bit here. I want to revisit something we asked Alex Strofe and Molly and Ryan, and you can chime in 844-770-3776. It's Garbage Talk text line. This is more. What will happen first? Luke Fickell getting fired or the Packers losing a football game? And I'm not rooting for, nor am I predicting Luke Fickell getting fired, but the Packers have one game, I think, that they won't be favored in before November 27th. And they might even be – the November 27th game is at Detroit for Thanksgiving. They play Correct. Philadelphia before – like, it's somewhere in before
they
that.
They play Philadelphia the week before Monday Night Football.
Okay,
November
so
10th.
That would be the one where maybe they're not favored. So, otherwise, Steelers. The reason why I bring up those games is that November 29th is the end of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers. So – if they got to if they got through Detroit undefeated, there's more than a zero chance Luke Fickell is.
I was actually incorrect with the week before against the Eagles. That's 3 weeks before. I don't know how I got that wrong.
Okay,
they play the Vikings the week before Sunday noon kickoff from Lambeau Field.
Okay,
so not like a crazy
Giants
opponent leading
that.
Up. Yeah. Actually, there's kind of a buffer between the Eagles and Lions games.
Yeah.
I mean, especially at Lambeau, like the Vikings. I mean, especially if Carson Wentz is quarterback. Might be better, actually. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's been rough to start his career.
Either way, I feel a lot more confident in the Packers that they're going to win that game versus Luke Fickell winning many games as this Badgers season goes on.
So how many more games do you guys think Luke Fickell needs to win to secure his job this year? Because as Alex Strofe pointed out, like the buyout is still really, really large. Like he would have to be really bad.
So if you want to just run through it, he needs to beat Maryland tomorrow. Then they play Michigan. Don't count on that one. He needs to beat Iowa. And then he needs to win Ohio State, Oregon. He needs to win one of the Ohio State or Oregon. Or even Michigan. One of those three. He needs to win one of those.
To secure is to just not get fired?
Not to get fired. Just Maryland, Iowa, Washington?
I was giving a number.
Three?
If it's four or under, he's in jeopardy of being fired.
You think if it's five, he's safe?
Unfortunately, yes.
With this schedule, I don't blame him though. Like that, winning five games is not bad.
Your story is just going to be the same thing every single year, then, because your opponents are just going to keep getting better. The more increase that they get better at NIL and all of the things, you brought in more teams into the Big Ten. We knew it was going to happen. You have to deal with it. You have to win.
Can I ask an extremely pessimistic question off that? Like,
yep.
When we hired Luke Fickell, we all thought it was the right move because he
Absolutely.
Was obviously the most qualified guy on the market at the time.
The best day of the Luke Fickell era was the day he was hired.
Is there a chance that he was still the most qualified person available and that honestly, like, no matter who they brought in?
Well, Jim said it yesterday. If this was Jim Leonard, it'd be the same thing. If this was Paul Chris, it'd be the same thing.
And that's
thing.
My point. Like, do we think
Lance Leipold was the only other option that you said that could actually be different.
And do we think that Lance Leipold would have better results at this point in his Wisconsin career if he was the head coach?
Well,
significantly better results.
He's doing it at Kansas.
Kansas missed a bowl game last year.
I know, but his starting he's also, but still more.
Luke Fickell's also lost his starting quarterbacks.
I understand, but Kansas was dire straits when he got there.
For sure. I mean, he's built up Kansas very well, but that's in the Big 12. That's not in this current version of the Big 10.
Right.
Like, can Lance Leipold do it at Wisconsin when you're going up against Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon, probably every year or every other year?
I think the problem that Luke Fickell maybe had when he got here is that he was looking at those schools and didn't look at Wisconsin.
What do you mean?
I think Lance Leipold is trying to make Kansas the best Kansas they can be, and then hopefully they can go out and compete in the Big 12. Luke Fickell seemed to be recruiting early on, and then even with Phil Longo and trying to come up with a play style that was trying to keep up with the Joneses when he really should have been focusing on rebuilding his own house. So that, I think, is the mistake the Badgers have made. I think that they're chasing, trying to be peers with Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State like they used to be, and they lost track of the fact that they're now below Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Iowa. Like, they are the dregs of the Big Ten right now. And I think it's because they were chasing, I don't want to say chasing stars, but they were chasing trying to be a college football playoff team when they're not even a bowl team.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time Jonathan Taylor was on the roster, I think?
2019.
So that was probably the last time that this team felt somewhat competent.
2021, after they went 1-4, 1-3 to start the season with Graham Mertz, they rattled off 9 wins in the year. That was Braylon Allen's freshman season. They went to the Las Vegas Bowl.
Yep.
They beat Arizona State. They beat Jaden Daniels in that game, mind you. That was Jaden Daniels before he was good Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. That is crazy to think. Oh my goodness.
It's crazy to think that that Jaden Daniels been around that long. But 2021 is the last time that they were a competent football team, yeah.
The last time, like, enjoyable to watch.
There were games last year that were enjoyable, but, like, there was no stretches that were enjoyable. I mean, the game against Rutgers was really fun.
That might have been the best game in Luke Fickell era.
Is Wisconsin equivalent with Rutgers now?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, Maryland and Rutgers, I think, are the two teams that are probably close to being their equal. Because you just said it, they're below Minnesota.
Northwestern's in the mix.
I would say, yeah.
Northwestern held their own against Oregon the other day, too.
Yeah, I mean, ish.
It was only, like, a 20-point game.
So, only okay. Is that holding your own?
But do you
for what they could have done?
Compared to what Wisconsin did to Bama, I guess.
Do you guys like? Was that clear what I was trying to say with like?
Yes.
I think they have. They don't. The Badgers don't feel like they have an identity.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Their identity is like we just want to be good.
What really stinks is that it felt like Luke Fickell wanted the Badgers to be like Ohio State when he should have been built. Like Chris Orr used to say when he was on the show all the time. Like he should have been building them to be what Michigan was under John Harbaugh. Or Jim Harbaugh, and what they currently are now under Sherrone Moore.
Oh, yeah, or just pick something. Like, he just was picking, like, oh, we need to try to compete with Ohio State, so we'll just get these athletes, and we don't have, like, a belief system and, like, a philosophy as a program.
And especially in the transfer portal era where, like, you need some sort of consistency core to your program, because when you're bringing in guys who are just looking out for themselves, trying to improve their own status, as they should be, but you need some sort of really strong cultural principles to keep you together. Like, just a true identity that everyone can rally around.
And the Badgers had that for a long time, and it's kind of gone. And I don't even mean necessarily style of play. Smart, tough, dependable. And I feel like the NIL is hard to recruit like leaders, and it's probably easier in the basketball sense where you have players who are like you need like two guys and that can be the leaders for the team. But for football you need like 12.
You're right.
What are you guys laughing about?
Look, if you were a head coach, Jim, you know what your acronym would be. Smart, tough, dependable. What's your acronym?
What is it?
STD.
Smart, great. Tough, dependable.
Great.
Just like Jeff Grimes, reliable, violent offense.
Molly reliable, violent offense.
RVO for Jeff Grimes, STD for Jim Rutledge.
Molly is a problem. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Chris Life.
This is Martin Selsaker from Norway. You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Holly on 100.5 SPN Madison.
Madison College has been educating Wisconsin students since 1912, more than a century of opportunity. Today, many students actually start their bachelor's degree right at Madison College. That's what I did. With special transfer tracks and agreements with schools like UW, you can save money, earn credits, and then move right into a four-year program. Last year alone, over 4,500 students made the jump from Madison College to more than 600 universities. It's a proven pathway to success, and it all starts at Madison College. Start your path at madisoncollege.edu.
She's Molly Brown. I'm Jim Rutledge. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. Primetime War Shine behind the glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. Let's get into Don't Quote Me.
We're not saying it's gonna happen.
Let it ride!
But if it does, then we want credit.
Say that again, because that is an amazing take.
I told you all!
If not, well...
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said...
Yeah, guys, we do have a Packers game tomorrow, which means we have to make our very, very impressive predictions for the games, guys, right? Because we know we're the most serious with our predictions. We want to go big. We want to go bold. But we want to go so big and so bold that if it doesn't happen, you can't quote us if it doesn't actually end up happening. But we are calling our shots today, guys. So it's our Don't Quote Me predictions for the Packers versus Browns this Sunday, 12 p.m. kickoff from Huntington Bank Field. Jim, why don't you start us off? What is your don't quote me prediction for Sunday's game?
I'm trying to remember what we did yesterday where I said the Packers were going to have 14 sacks.
That's pretty bold. That was Molly's game.
Molly's game?
Yep, and that was just 14 sacks as a whole, not on one specific play.
Yeah, I think the Packers are going to have 14 sacks in this game.
Which breaks the NFL record,
That would tie the NFL record.
Oh.
So 14 sacks, tying the NFL record.
Okay. How many of those do you think will be on Joe Burrow? It's not part of your prediction, but just curious.
None on Joe Burrow.
See, you did the same thing as me?
Yeah, yeah. Too many Joes in Ohio. Too many average Joes out there.
It's a lot of Joes.
All right, there's actually one really above average Joe and one sub average Joe. No, Joe Burrow and Joe
One
Flacco.
Injured Joe.
Yeah.
And one old Joe.
I'm sure old Joe
One retired
too.
Joe. Almost retired
Joe. Is Joe Flacco too old to go to a bachelor party?
Yes.
Yes. About 10 years too old.
Okay.
Him and Aaron Rodgers could crush at like a bachelor party for themselves. Do you think Aaron Rodgers had a bachelor party for him? Because he's recently married.
Oh, that's right.
No. I bet he went at a bachelor's retreat. And they went, like.
A hole of darkness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, you want to come to my bachelor party? What are we doing? We're going to go on a darkness retreat. Pass.
We're going to sit inside a tree for 48 hours.
Yeah. Whose bachelor party? Wait. Never mind.
What?
Come on.
I'm just thinking. I was trying to think of somebody, but I'm like, no, the answer is clearly. So whose bachelor party would you rather go to? Aaron Rodgers or Joe Flacco's? But obviously the answer is Joe Flacco. So who's another option that it doesn't make it as easy?
Jordan Love.
Nah, Jordan Love's still easy. Brett Favre.
I'm out on that question.
Yeah, me too. At that point, I'm very out on that question.
Aaron Rodgers, if I'm being honest.
Not a lot of...
Same.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, gosh. All right, Jim, how many times do you think Joe Flacco will get sacked? That's where I started this one. If you had a
nine.
Guess. Nine of the 14 sacks would come on Joe Flacco? Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I hope they take him out before he hits nine. That poor guy.
They'll have to put him down at halftime. Like a horse.
They'll have to like shoot him up with whatever.
Put him out of his
misery.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so sad.
You act like he's an old dog.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the greatest equivalent to what he is, in my mind. Now, again, I haven't watched him play in a game
That's
yet this
fair.
Season.
Dolly is 7 years old, which puts her a little bit over 40, like 45 or whatever.
What is Dolly and Joe Flacco years?
Yeah, so...
What honestly, is Joe Flacco and dog years?
NFL players do basically age in dog years, so...
Except for Joe Flacco, apparently. Dude's still slinging it somehow.
The arm doesn't go. It's the rest of the body.
Good point.
Because we say the same thing about Rodgers.
It's like one of those statues that shatters and just the arm holding the football will be left. On the field.
All right, Molly. Hopefully you can help brighten our spirits with your don't quote me prediction.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry. Luke Musgrave will have 2 touchdown catches and Matthew Golden will have his first touchdown of the season.
Okay. How many...
I hate the way you say okay as if that's not bold. That's 3 touchdowns that I'm counting on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one's more bold? I think the Musgrave is more bold.
Musgrave, I'd say.
Yeah, but it's all of the above. It all has to happen.
Yeah.
It's like a parlay.
True.
There you go.
No, I think it's bold enough, especially when you put them together. I think it's almost more likely than not that Matthew Golden gets his first touchdown in this game.
I don't know. I mean, obviously with like Jaden Reed being out, that takes off one player, but he hasn't really done anything yet.
Well, I mean, he hasn't done anything because
he hasn't
of Jordan
had to
Love.
Do anything either. Yes, that's true. It's true. Mean,
if he hits him on, he could have had 2 touchdowns on Thursday Night Football. I mean, he should have.
Yeah.
I mean, he burned his guy.
True, but he didn't. So this can be his first one.
All right. Big game for Jaden Reed. Not actually Jaden Reed. Matthew Golden. Wow.
Yeah, RIP. Well, not really, but.
Joe Burrow, Jaden Reed, anyways. Let's get to Matt Hamilton. He did not send me a don't quote me prediction because he's too busy being a man boy.
He takes the L.
So he takes the L. I did write a prediction for him if we want to use
You're
it.
Really nice.
I mean, it's an easy one, honestly, and it's kind of dovetailing off of what Molly just did.
If you get it right, then you get to claim it. Not him.
I think we go 50-50. It's shared. Matthew Golden leads the game in catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns.
All right, we don't have to worry about that, so that's fine.
Dontavion Wicks probably will.
Do you think there's a Browns receiver who's going to lead like, have more touchdowns or receiving yards?
I couldn't name
no,
a Browns receiver.
No, I think
receiver.
A Packer player will.
If you had to guess, who would it be?
Romeo Doubs.
Doubs?
That's not a bad guess.
We all forget Romeo Doubs exists.
Yeah.
I just saw something where we were trying to trade him again. Can't trade Romeo Doubs. Christian Watson isn't back, and Jaden Reed is out essentially for the season.
Yeah. It would be a very bold move to trade Romeo Doubs.
They're not going to.
Yeah. That's rolling up. What is bolder, them trading away Malik Willis or Romeo Doubs?
Romeo Doubs.
Really? I think trading away Malik Willis would be...
He's your backup.
Yeah, but if...
Romeo Doubs is one of your best receivers right now.
I mean,
he is.
Look what happened last year, though. If Jordan Love goes down for just two games, having Malik Willis could be the reason that they win two games.
Yeah, but you're also hoping that he's not going to.
Well, okay, fair. But you're also hoping that, like, now Matthew Golden doesn't get injured, knock on wood. Right? I mean, you could say that for any position, but if it's a quarterback, I mean, that's the most important position other than, I would say...
Quarterback tackler.
Other than Micah Parsons.
Would have been a great question for you to ask Jason Wilde.
They don't let me ask the questions here.
They?
I think I've literally told you to ask questions.
Maybe. I just wanted to give him guff about his smoothie, man-child. Anyways, my don't quote me prediction then, since I made one for Matt, I figured I should give one to myself. My don't quote me prediction is that the Packers defense will outscore the Browns offense in this game.
That's a good one.
Wait, repeat it?
The Packers defense will outscore the Browns offense.
That's fun. I like it.
I'm thinking that the Packers, there's a chance, they haven't gotten a turnover for a score so far this season. They got one interception in the season opener against the Lions. I'm thinking at least three turnovers in this game, and I guess I'm just hoping that two of them will return for touchdowns. Rashawn Gary scoop and score would be nice. Molly predicted that last week. Mm-hmm. And then I think a pick six. I can see a Nate Hobbs pick six coming.
And McKinney.
I'd
bank more on him.
The thing is, I don't think teams can even like really turn the ball over to McKinney anymore because he's on the deep half of the field at this point. Like teams don't have time to throw it that far and to make the mistake.
I just feel like Joe Flacco is too smart to like a corner pick him off. It'd be more of like
Joe Flacco. He's a little more Brett Favre than I think you remember.
Right, but I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah, he believes in his arm.
He does, and I also believe that the Browns are mistake prone enough where they will just turn it over. Truly, in that game against the Bengals, there was one where his receiver caught the ball, juggled it in the air four times, and then it landed in the Bengals cornerback's hands. And then I think he brought it back for a touchdown too. Like it is crazy. A comedy of errors on Lake Erie.
Yeah,
every
it's bad.
Year.
It's bad there. Yeah, absolutely. I just side note. I saw a preview for Mark Wahlberg doesn't make good movies anymore.
Oh, it's been a while.
And also, he only makes movies for, like, streaming services.
Yeah.
There was a whole thing, and it was like, oh, it's Amazon.
Yeah. And oh, one thing I forgot. Yeah. We just did our Don't Quote Me predictions, but we also need our Cover 5 locks for the week. Right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so for number one lock, Matt Hamilton didn't send me his Don't Quote Me prediction. He did give me his Cover 5 lock of the week, and that would be the Packers -8 against the Browns.
What? That's not even him giving you a lock. That's him literally just only knowing that there's a Packers game this weekend. Mm-hmm.
You are correct. But it is nonetheless his lock of the week.
All right. So Washington is favored by 3.5 against Vegas. I'm taking Vegas there.
Right.
Yeah, are you writing this down for our Cover 5 league?
I am writing it down,
okay,
yes.
Perfect. You pick.
Okay.
What?
Are we trying to tie it to the Packers?
I did. Commanders. It's the Commanders. It's the NFC. That's one of the teams that we've talked about. This being them being a play... A block for the Packers.
Don't the Lions have a hell of a game this weekend? Don't they play?
Yeah, they play the Ravens.
Play the Ravens Monday Night Football.
Okay.
I mean, the Commanders. Jane Daniels isn't playing because of the Packers game.
Okay. Eagles.
I also just took it as they are one of the biggest NFC opponents, or so we thought going into the season. So that's why I picked it. Yeah. Don't judge my pick. You don't even have one.
I do.
You're just stalling.
I came up with the idea. I have Eagles. Judgmental Rams. Jim. I think the team that wins this right now gets to claim to be the best team in the NFC because both these teams are 2-0, and they would have knocked out the other 2-0 team. Eagles are favored by 3.5 over the Rams. I would take the Rams to cover.
Where's that game?
It is
Philly.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
I think I picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl last year, if you remember. And I think a healthy Stafford this year can get them there. Does he stay healthy all the way through? I don't know, but
it's a big question mark.
The Eagles aren't throwing the ball great, and they're one dimensional, and the Rams defensively are good again, and offensively McVay is one of the better offensive minds out there. And they're loaded with Devontae, Nacua.
Buka and Devontae literally both had over 20 points in fantasy last week.
Yeah, their passing game is crazy. Gonna be
and Stafford is just so underrated.
He's great.
Amazing passer.
I love Matthew Stafford. Him and his giant teeth.
Wait,
you notice?
What?
since he went to LA, he got like massive veneers.
Got veneers?
They're so big for his face.
He's got a big face.
It's funny. He's got a big face too.
I know, but that shows you how honking massive they are. It's terrible.
It's like a horse teeth.
No, literally.
He should play for the Colts
or the Broncos. Do we have another pick? Do we need two? And then we need to come up with one as a show.
Yes, we do. I have mine as well, guys. And the Bengals are playing the Vikings this week. The Jake Browning versus Carson Wentz bowl, NFC North matchup here. I'm going to take the Vikings -3 at home.
All right.
With Carson Wentz under center.
And go ahead.
What's the line for Lions-Ravens?
Lions-Ravens is -4.5 for the Baltimore. Ravens. I would, if we're doing a show one, I think we would want to take Ravens -4.
Okay.
-4.5. Yeah.
I'm good with that. And if you want to join our Cover 5 contest, because you can win a Jim, Matt, and Molly prize pack, you can do so by downloading the Cover 5 app and then entering the code JMM25. That's JMM25. Here's how Cover 5 works. You make 5 picks against the spread, like we just did, every single week. It's never too late to join. You get points depending on how your picks do. You'll get the difference. So if you pick a team favored by 3 points and they win by 10, you'll get the difference of 7 points for that pick. The best cumulative score at the end of the season wins Jim, Matt, and Molly prize pack. Download the free Cover 5 app, go to Join Leagues, and enter code JMM25. That's JMM25.
It's Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What was I supposed to say?
I don't know. I wanted some validation. I was looking for like a soft reach out. It was like, I was trying to reconnect, have a chat with Evan, and I thought I'd get more of like...
You didn't need my... He wasn't asking my approval. It wasn't...
I was honestly just looking
for
like a...
He was fishing for praise.
Yes. Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. Absolutely.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Go be a winner. Winners go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Millions of dollars are won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So go be a winner. And go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown. Primetime Laura Sean behind the glass. We're in the Everlight Solar Studio. It is a Friday, so that means it's a fish Friday. It is Friday also. Instead of throwing stones, that means we go pole dancing.
We asked and you answered.
What?
Coming to the stage, it's pole dancing on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Hey now.
Presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealership.
Yeah, guys, it's awfully ironic. We were giving a lot of free pub to some gentlemen's clubs earlier in the show, isn't it? But, guys, I'm no gentleman's club man myself, which is why I have to enlist the help of another producer to help run pole dancing here. We got to look at the poll results from around ESPN Wisconsin this week, look at the results, and decide how we would have responded. So, young Riley Yauch, go ahead and take it away with our first poll question.
Hello, everybody. It's time to go pole dancing. Let's do it. Starting with Kyle Brust and Dortmund. They're today's poll question. Kyle Brust and Dortmund. This is from yesterday, actually. If Tucker Kraft is out Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, who will lead the Green Bay hashtag Packers in receiving yards? Romeo Doubs at 44%. Dontavian Wicks at 23%. Matthew Golden, the rookie, at 30%. And other at 3%.
Jim, how would you respond to that one?
Romeo Doubs. Again, the outsourced love for Dontavian Wicks to his true production is really always hilarious to me. And so that's why I go Doubs. Like, he is the proven commodity. He is the guy who I would bet money on being the leading receiver because he's the most proven one.
I would say the exact same as Jim. However, in order to be different, I will say Dontavian Wicks because he has been Jordan Love's like main target thus far in the season. So I'll say that.
Well, we know based off Matt Hamilton's Don't Quote Me that he didn't write. He's picking Matthew Golden for that one.
Correct.
So a very well-balanced show today, guys. All right, guys, moving on to the second poll question. Riley Yauch, take it away.
Moving on to question number 2 from Jen Game and Chewy. If a stranger challenged you to a game of rock, paper, scissors while walking down the streets, would you accept the challenge? I really like this question personally. Yes, 54%. You gotta come on, man. And no, at 46%, you're lame.
Molly?
I heard this morning. Absolutely not. I would be even scared to like reply. No.
To even like stop and like just interact with that person?
Yes. If somebody, because the whole story is Gabe was walking his dog. There was a guy in the street that was then, Ben came up to him and said, like, hey, do you play rock, paper, or do you know how to play rock, paper, scissors? And he said, I don't know if he said yes or something. And then, I don't remember what it was. But then, like, he said no. And then the guy was like, oh, bummer. Because it's like, no. If somebody asked me, do you want to play rock, paper, scissors? No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
no,
That sounds like the way I greet most strangers when I see them on the street.
It's like what you want to get strangled with or hit with?
I mean, honestly, that is a...
Which one? That's scary.
That's like a horror movie I just wrote for someone.
Yeah, that's a
the
menacing...
Rock, paper,
but
scissors
that could have been it.
Honestly, it could have been. That's
terrifying.
You've seen the movie No Country for Old Men?
Yeah.
You know, like the guy, Javier Bardem's character in that movie, every time he meets a stranger, he goes, how much have you ever lost in a coin toss? And then he flips a coin, and whether or not it lands on heads or tails, he decides whether he kills them.
I've seen that movie, but I saw it in like sixth grade, so I haven't seen it in a long time.
Sixth grade?
Isn't that the one with George Clooney?
No.
Never mind then.
What movie is she thinking of?
I'll find it.
Are you thinking of No Country?
Yeah.
Or No Old Men Who Stare at Goats?
No.
Men Who Stare at Goats?
No.
That's a movie, by the
way.
It
is. I know.
I'll find it. Don't worry. I'll find it. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That's not
a different movie.
Molly, I don't know if you could get a more diametrically opposed movie.
Wait, what movie were you saying?
Old Country for No Men.
It's the exact opposite of Old Brother, Where Art Thou.
Oh, no. I've never seen this.
Like, clearly.
If that guy walked up to me on the street and said, hey, you want to play rock, paper, scissors? I'm running.
Yeah.
And then he's running after me with a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
I'm out.
That's a movie based off of, what is it? It's like a classical remake of The Odyssey.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I watched it in sixth grade. That's the movie I thought you were talking about.
All right, the pieces are coming together now.
Did you watch this in school?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone would have been fired from your school if you watched No Country for Old Men.
Really? So I got to watch it.
It's a dark movie.
I literally put in for Google, I put Old Country for Old Men. No Country for Old Men. Juicy. This guy looks creepy.
He is.
Javier
Bardem.
I'm interested.
Actually, I watched the... I'm only one episode in because it's a lot. I'm late on it, but the Menendez brothers...
Oh, that's what he... That I was just going to say. Is that what he's from? So,
watch
I love
your
it.
Elbow there.
It's,
okay, you already had an incident yesterday, so I didn't want
to... Okay, let's clarify. I spilled coffee in the studio yesterday.
Ooh.
On the floor. That's it. Matt Hamilton cleaned it up for me because he's an adult.
She elbowed Ben Hamilton.
Thank you.
And made him clean it up.
Wow.
Bloody nose, made him clean it up.
No, do you know what he really said when he was cleaning up? I was like, Matt, you don't have to do this. He's like, it's fine. You probably clean up enough spills at home. I got this one for you. I'm like, okay, thank you. You're so nice.
Afterwards, did you ask him, hey, Matt, do you know how to play rock, paper, scissors?
No, but I wish I would have.
Jim, would you say yes to a stranger asking to play rock, paper, scissors?
Well, initially I said yes because I feel like it's only a child.
No.
Like a child is the
adult.
Only person
yeah,
that
let's
was
say it's
ever
an
ask.
Adult in the situation.
Where no. am I?
Let's say you're walking down East Washington Avenue just outside the AmFam Spark.
Like, if I'm on
my
way to the Badger game, yeah.
All right, say you're just walking out of Festival Foods and you're walking back to the office. It's 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
3 p.m. in the afternoon, yeah.
I think you're full of it. No, you wouldn't.
You saw me down in Chicago. I was hamming it up with everyone.
Yeah, that's true. He, like, had a conversation with, like, an environmental person. I was like, what are you doing? Just walk away and say you're not
interested. Environmental person?
I don't know.
Environmentalist?
Yeah,
I think they
I
worked for an environmentalist.
Okay.
I don't know if they were particularly an environmentalist.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, guys, we can move on to the last question here. By the way, I think I would definitely say no to that question as well. If I was walking down the street and somebody asked me to play
no,
rock, paper, scissors.
No, if I was walking my dog in like in Oregon where there's nobody else around, no, I'm walking.
Yeah.
And I got Dolly. She's tough, but I still don't need to see how tough she is. So,
yeah,
I would say that's why I asked the context. If it's daylight and... Or, like, I'm going to a Badger game with a lot of people around. Sure. If I'm walking my dog and I don't see anyone else near me, no.
You're walking back to your car by yourself from the bar late at night. Somebody asks you to play rock, paper, scissors.
Well, who's asking me?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Riley, take
what
it away.
Look like? I'm just kidding.
And last, but certainly not least, from the Homer Hour, their poll question, what should left tackle Rashid Walker's new nickname be after saying he thinks the Packers could go undefeated this season? Undefeated seems kind of lame. 15%. Walker Davis, 69%.
69.
I mean, that seems
like
only fitting if they actually go undefeated. Regardless, other reply, 16%. What it say you, what should Rashid Walker's new nickname be? Have a great weekend, everybody. Peace.
Guys,
guys, do you like either of the options presented by the Homer Hour?
What was the first one?
Just undefeated. Just undefeated Walker.
Captain Crazy Pants.
So Jim's in the other category.
So actually, every time I hear Rasheed Walker, I always think of...
Rasheed Wallace?
But like from yes. Dave Chappelle Show. Rasheed Wallace! Do you remember that skit?
I don't, actually.
So the premise was like... You do people do like the Kobe, and you like you make a shot yes. like in a thing. So
I think
the,
I remember this.
The Rasheed Wallace was like when you did something dumb at work.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be like when you fought somebody or something.
Well, yeah, that's because Rasheed Wallace would sometimes do dumb things in NBA games, like Danny. Like basically, he was like
J.R. Smith.
No, I was gonna say all of a sudden his name's forgetting me. Draymond Green.
Oh,
was that
oh.
kind of like you just kind of a little bit of an instigator, not a bad guy, just kind of an instigator, and then you do dumb things
makes
once in a while.
Stir it up.
Yeah. So that was kind of the Rasheed Wallace. And then it'd be like, I'd well, knock over Molly's drink right there.
I was going to say, should his name just be Rasheed Wallace then? Because if he just does dumb things at work,
that's fair.
By
that's
potentially jinxing one. Your team, there you go. It's a dumb thing to say.
There were a good...
Bulletin board?
Bulletin board. Ooh. Yeah, but is it bulletin board? I guess it's bulletin board for every team.
Every other team. Yeah. Every team that they've faced fair has got point. That up on their bulletin fair board. Point.
Yeah. I do think the name Undefeated Walker would be kind of funny. That sounds like a boxer's name. Yep. And it's actually kind of cool. There were a couple of funny replies as well. Unrasheeded could that's, be a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Or unshaheeded.
Okay.
Unrasheeded.
Good.
Unrasheeded.
Unrasheeded is good.
Unrasheeded.
Like unrasheeded love, like unrequited love.
What's the song?
No, unrequited love, like your love is not returned. Unrasheeded makes me think of that.
I've never heard of that term. Unrequited. What?
Unrequited.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Unrequited love. Not returned or rewarded.
Huh. So is that what you feel like when you root for the Bears every Sunday?
I didn't know what you were going to ask. That's what you feel like. I didn't know what
yes.
that was.
Yes. That is my relationship with the Chicago Bears. They really, do not love me back.
It's about to be our relationship with the Badgers football team, too, if I'm
yeah,
being honest.
I'll be honest. My weekends aren't great for football.
You got the Cubs.
That's why I said football. But for baseball, yeah, the Cubs are at least winning.
Got the Bulls.
Didn't he say that his Bulls baseball season is over when the football season starts?
Typically.
Not anymore. Not this year. Bears are already making me sad.
Oh, so you're back into the Cubs?
Go, Cubs, go.
There you go.
Who do they play? I got to find joy where I can find it.
Who are they playing?
The Cubs to play the Reds.
Got the Reds.
They're actually currently playing right now. They lost 1-0 yesterday.
Okay.
I am very aware of what they're doing.
Brewers' magic number is 4, by the way.
I know.
Currently 6 games ahead of the Cubs.
There was a hot minute last night where I thought the Cubs were going to get within 3.5 because they're only down 1-0 to Cincinnati. The Brewers are down to the Angels. And now I think it's at 5.5.
Okay.
Brewers only have to win 6 more games, right?
Brewers have to win 4 more games to clinch the division.
No, 6-3 to get 100 wins.
6-4 to get 100 wins. I believe they have 10 games left.
I thought they only had 9.
No, they have 10 games left. Hmm. They have to win 6 more games, actually just 5 more games to clinch the number 1 seed in the NL playoffs because they hold the regular season series against the Phillies. So if they end up tied, then the Brewers still get the 1 seed.
They don't hold it against the Cubs.
You're wrong.
Which only matters
they only
in the
have
fact
9 games?
They only have 9 games. They've played 153 games. They're 94-59.
But then
so
how,
they have 6 more wins.
How is the magic number against the Cubs only 4 then? I don't get
because
the math.
I don't get the magic number.
It's 2-2.
They're winning the division. Like that.
Yeah, they're
going
to win the division. You're right.
Don't yes. the isn't that what a magic number is? The Cubs need to lose 2 and the Brewers need to win 2? Isn't that
no,
where it comes from?
No, it's basically the number of combined wins and losses for the two teams. So the Brewers could win 2 and the Cubs could lose 2 and then you hit the magic number or the Brewers
the
could
Brewers
win 4.
The Brewers are absolutely winning the division and 80% going to be the number 1 seed.
Don't say 80%.
Well, yeah. I know the Phillies playing the Dodgers right now. Like, it's tough.
They just finished that series against the Dodgers. Don't be jinxing stuff, Jim.
But aren't they up like 3? I'm not. Aren't they up like 3 or 4?
They are currently 3 games ahead of the Phillies, I believe. And like I said, it's essentially 4 games because they hold the regular season series.
Yep. Homer got in trouble with that. People got all worked up and then he brought it up about the Cubs. So it's technically like a half game is how people broke it out with that. That like because if they tied, it's more you call it more of a half game to get the tie and then tiebreaker.
I will say I am a baseball fan. I'm not trying to have a Molly moment here. I hate the numbers in baseball when it comes to games ahead, games behind, and the magic number.
A Molly moment? You just call it all the things wrong with baseball? That's not a bad thing. There's a reason we talk about football more than we do baseball.
Because you hate it.
No, not just me. I'm just not a person that pretends like I like baseball.
Coming up next, Brewers baseball. Pre-game starts at 6:39, first pitch at 7:15. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
For a man's curly chest hair, taco meat.
Oh,
sure is.
I told you. Jim's is like salt and pepper color.
Yeah.
It's saltier than it is peppery.
Yes, the part that shows is more salt and pepper. But in general, it's salt and pepper in general.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
They dance above me as I sink. I see them through a crystal haze.
Badgers take on Maryland this weekend at Camp Randall. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown. Primetime Laura Shawn behind the glass. Maybe after that game, head on over to Ritz-Chris Steakhouse in Middleton. Enjoy the sizzle, swizzle, and swirl happy hour. Get yourself a nice steak dinner. Hopefully, enjoy a glass of wine or Coors Light. And spend some time with some family to kind of have a wonderful experience after what I don't think is going to be an amazing experience for the Wisconsin Badgers on Saturday. I think they're going to win. I just think it's going to be an ugly win. Molly, but go to Whisker Steakhouse in Middleton. Ryan, where are you at with the Badgers before we head out here? And you can chime in 844-770-3776. See us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream.
When you say the Badgers, you mean just for Saturday or just in general?
Saturday. Let's just keep it micro right now.
I think they should win. I mean, Maryland, Wisconsin has not been great, and their offense is still choppy with Jeff Grimes coming into the new job. But I do think that Maryland is a team that they are head and shoulders better than at this point. If they lose this game, then it is truly like Luke Fickell, fire watch starts Sunday. Honestly, starts Saturday afternoon, because that would be, this is a, whoever loses this game is on a full-on hot seat for head coaches. Honestly, the head coach for Maryland is as well, Mike Locksley. So both teams need to win this game in the worst possible way.
You guys ever see Robin Hood?
No.
Robin of Locksley? That's made me laugh.
Mike Locksley.
I thought you were just laughing that he just like knew the coach's name like off
he
the
could
bat.
Have said anyone, though.
Same.
Yeah.
James Wood.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
No.
Actor.
Nice.
Do you know him because of Family Guy?
No, I knew him before then. Okay. But Family Guy, honestly.
Is he Stewie? Wait.
No.
No. I don't know why they sing about him in Family Guy. He hasn't been relevant as an actor in a very long time.
It was kind of a meme on the show where they just made him into like this villain. Like whenever something like they wanted like a horrible person to be on the show, they would just be like, "Oh, James Wood is coming in," and it's an animated
James
Wood voice.
I want you to look at Baylor
Hayes
on TV right now from Tulsa, and how like he's
who?
12. That's the quarterback, that kid right there that was on TV.
Yeah.
His name is Baylor Hayes.
Yeah, he has a baby face. Yeah,
baby face.
Golden Hurricane. Why the hell are they the Hurricane? Isn't Tulsa in Oklahoma?
It sure is.
Golden Hurricane. Interesting.
I don't want to know what a Golden Hurricane is. I'll just stick to the Wisconsin Badgers, Maryland Terrapins.
Find out at the body shop in Wisconsin Rapids, I'm sure.
You're not wrong.
Brewers baseball coming up next.
Jim
Brewers at the Cardinals. First pitch, 7:15. Pregame starts at 6:39. Prep Mania on YouTube kicks off at 6 o'clock. Actually, just kicked off. Riley Yauch and Dennis Semra on the call. I'll make sure to watch that on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. This has been Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.